116 here on a Tuesday. Nick Baugh with you all the way up until 2 o'clock. With you every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Hey, by the way, I didn't make an announcement last week, but it was on. I'm excited about my opportunity I'm getting with Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. If you are driving around, doing your thing, or whatever, you want to hear me on Sundays, you can. I'm on with my guy Dan Beyer on Fox Sports Radio every Sunday from 4 to 7. So you can make sure you listen to that. Excited to get that opportunity. I'll be talking, obviously, a lot of NBA playoffs and whatnot as we are in that time of year. And, boy, things got crazy last night in Golden State, giving up a 31-point lead to lose Game 2 to the Clippers. But, by the way, I checked. I was like, you know, I wonder what's the line in Game 3? Still Warriors by 8.5. So, you know, you look at it, they're not – Vegas isn't overreacting. They're not overreacting. There were some interesting stories today in both the Omaha World Herald and in the Lincoln Journal Star about Doc Sadler and him coming back. And it's interesting. You know, I mean, we talked about this last week, but I can see how on the surface it kind of wouldn't make much sense for him to leave the job that he had and come back to Nebraska. Because if you do take a step back and go from the outside looking in, you're like, okay, now wait a minute now. He was the head coach at Southern Miss. He's leaving being a head coach to go be an assistant at the school that fired him 7 years ago. Like, I could understand how you'd go, what? You're doing what now? I get why that would be, like, head-scratching. But if you think about it, it makes sense. And, you know, I'm not down the road in my career, but I think you can understand what it would be like to be down the road. You know, we all have aspirations depending on where you're at and you're in the stage of your career. And then sometimes you get to where you're aspiring to and realize, okay, I've done that. Now I'm ready to maybe go back to whatever. But if you think about, like, let's kind of lay it out for Doc Sadler from his standpoint. Number one, the pay cut is minimal. He was making about $350,000 a year to be the head coach at Southern Miss. He'll make about $320,000 at Nebraska. So, you know, pretty minimal. Pretty much the same amount of money. And then on top of that, he'll have less on his plate. Less responsibilities, less pressure, less headaches day to day from just moving one office further down and one seat further over on the bench. I mean, when you're the head coach, the buck stops with you. You have to put out all the fires. When you lose, everyone says you're a bum. When you win, everyone says you're great. Like, there's a lot there. He also gets to work with a guy in Fred Hoiberg that he's worked with before at Iowa State and had a roaring amount of success where they went to the Sweet 16. Plus, on top of all that, he's going to live in a city that he likes in Lincoln. So to me, when you're assessing a job, you're okay, what's the pay? What's the responsibilities? Who am I working for? Where's it at? And if the money's right, the responsibilities are what you're looking for, who you're working for is appealing. And then on top of that, you live somewhere you love and you've enjoyed before, it's a lot to make sense. To me, all that adds up. And again, his situation at Southern Miss wasn't very good. He took over a program that was, you know, on sanctions. He had scholarship reductions. He had to grind over the course of his 5 years there just to get to the team where they were respectable. And I think he even felt like there could maybe be the axe coming soon just because, you know, it is. People, if you're there long enough and you don't go to the NCAA tournament, people get restless. Even though, you know, he took over a tough spot when you have scholarship productions. So to me, it all makes sense. He's been a head coach. He's been in that spot. The desire to, you know, he's had a burning desire when he was an assistant coach to do that. He's ran a program. That desire's been fulfilled to a certain degree. And I think he clearly loved it here at Nebraska. I mean, if he had any ill will or hard feelings and hated it, he wouldn't have come back. Like, I highly doubt in a couple of years that Bo Pelini is going to come back here to be like the defensive coordinator. Don't think that's going to happen. And I think what also helps is the entire regime is different, you know? there's a new athletic director. There's a new administration. He's going to have new offices. Like, it's all new and different. When something's totally different, you ever go back to your high school and everything's different? And it just kind of feels, and it feels different. Like, that's what it'll be like for him. So I think all that will alleviate any anxiety with this whole thing. So to me, it makes sense. He'll basically get paid the same. He'll have less on his plate, less pressure. He's going to work with his friend and live in a city that he likes. All that makes sense. And the other thing, too, I'd imagine a lot of coaches, what they think about when they get to that stage of their career, if they're an assistant, is, you know, I'm sure one of the things that someone like Steve Merfeld enjoys at this point is he doesn't have to worry about recruiting. And Doc Sadler will have to do some recruiting, but all in all reality, Matt Abdelmassi and Armon Gates will cover all of that. So Doc will get a lot taken off his plate that he doesn't want to have to deal with, and he'll have more on his plate that he does want to deal with. Game planning, coaching, defensive game plans, all that stuff. So it all adds up and it makes sense. And again, I think it's good for Fred Hoiberg to have Doc Sadler on his staff. You have a guy that, first of all, you know is loyal. I mean, whenever you're putting together a staff, you got to make sure guys that are, you know, in that foxhole with you that you can trust, they understand what, you know, Sadler knows what Fred Hoiberg wants, what he needs, how he's teaching things. He's been a head coach, so he can relate to a lot of that there. And not only has he been a head coach, he's been a head coach at Nebraska, you know? Like, he can specifically help guide Fred Hoiberg in certain things about this job. Because, you know, like, every job's a little bit different. So there's real value there. Not to mention, where Hoiberg is strong, that's Sadler's weakness. And where Sadler's strong, Hoiberg's a little weak, and that's on defense. So they balance each other extremely well. So on the surface, from the outside looking, you go, why do you do that? Why do you go? I don't get it. I think the more you think about it, the more you lay it out, the more you're like, yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense. I get it. I think I totally get it. I totally get it. It's funny, my tweets right now just blowing up with George called up and talked about, and he's called up on Sports from Iconic before and talked about how he wants to see Nebraska to go back to the, you know, the pure triple option and all that. Like, and I mean, I think, like, if you're kicking and screaming about that, like, that's just, first of all, it's not going to happen under Scott Frost. Again, he runs a version of the triple option. It just isn't administered in the way that maybe you traditionally want it to be run. And that's how it is, you know? That's how it is. I mean, they do run a version of the triple option. When Martinez brings a guy in motion, snap, they zone read with the running back, and then you either hand it to the back, or Martinez then runs a pure option with Spielman, or could be Wandell Robinson, could be Miles Jones. Like, they do run option. It's just kind of administered a little bit different. And here's the thing. If you run the option, everything you're predicating upon is like size and strength, right? Like you're going north south into guys, physical. And that's not how Scott Frost is recruiting and stockpiling this roster. You know what I mean? Like they're building it for speed. Spread the field out, speed. If they try to then do, you know, two tight ends, tight splits, and run the option with this group, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work based on who they've recruited. So there's that element of it as well. There's that element of it as well. All right, 402-951-1620. About 20 minutes away from getting our crossover game right. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.